Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yivamas Daf Tzadi Zayin. We left off on Daf Tzadi Vavim Beis. We're about halfway through the page on Daf Tzadi Vavim Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we thank you very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to do today is, first of all, hopefully finish up the 10th parak of Maseches Yivamos. And we are going to discuss Omer Dover B'Shem Omro and finish up that idea. And also we're going to have a brief discussion about the idea that a person who is a Ben Chav, who's 20 years old, but doesn't have any simanim, that he's still considered a katan. So that's going to bring us to the end of the parak. And then the new parak is going to discuss the din of that you're not allowed to marry the relative of someone you were married to. The Mishnah is going to talk about whether that applies to someone you were not married to, but that you were ma'anes or mefata. That if a person is ma'anes or mefata, a woman, what's his din as far as her relatives are concerned? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to first start with a list of seven different riddles, I don't know what else to call them, of descriptions of strange family relationships, and the Gemara is going to explain how you can have these very, very unusual family relationships. You know, my father is also my brother, is also my son, is also my sister, you know, that kind of thing. They're going to have a number of unusual relationships that it's going to describe, and we're going to try to unpack. And then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis is going to talk about the halachos of marrying relatives and the halachos of a brother's wife and things of that nature when you're dealing with gerim. What if you have gerim? What if you have avadim shucharim? So how much do we assume that the fact that you lose all relationships and all family relationships when you have a ger, how much does that impact all of those halachos in terms of which relatives you're allowed to marry? So let's begin. We left off at a very strange spot. I don't know why I stopped like a line short of where I should have, but we left off at where the Gemara was explaining whether in fact we assume that Bias Ben Teisha is Kemaymer Begadol, that when a Ben Teisha, when a 9-year-old has Bia, whether it has a din of a Gadol doing Maymer, and the halacha is that the Bailas HaMaymer, in addition to the fact that she can't be Misyabim, because she has a Zika Shnei Yivamin, she asks her Tsaros as well. So why doesn't a Bias Ben Teisha also asked the tsaros of the woman that he had bia with? So the Gemara says simply tanoihi hach tana darba achin gazar mishum tsara vashmin begadol vuadin bekatan vadar begadol mishum de begadol kai vahay tana dahach asvirlu asu velo gazar mishum tsara vashmin bekatan vuadin begadol vaydikam bekatan de bekatan kai. That basically there's no chilik between the bia of a katan and the maimer of a gadol. That ain't a chinami. The yasu shel katan is like Maimer of a Gadol. It's just that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that a Gadol who does Maimer and he has another wife and the Tzara and he dies, the Tzara is going to be Mutter to do Yibum. Unlike the Tana of the Mishnah in Perek Dalet Achid, who holds that the Tzara would become Asra as well. And what they're really arguing about is the reason that it's Asra to be Miyabim, a woman that you did Maimer on. Is it because she's considered Ke'esha Shnei Mesim, and therefore that's the whole problem, then there's no reason to ask her tzara, and that's the shita of the Tana in our Mishnah. Or maybe the reason is that there were gozer that you might come to be miyabim the tzara as well, and since midrabanan maimer was already kona, the maimer already worked, it's going to look like shtei yevamos mibayis echa, that you're miyab, that you're dealing with two yevamos from the same situation, and people are going to come to think that you're allowed to be miyabim to yevamos from the same situation, or that you or they're going to think that you cholitz one and you miyabim the other one. So therefore, according to that, you're going to ask for the tzara as well, and that's what the Tana holds in Perek Dalet Achin. So that closes off the discussion from yesterday. So now the Gemara brings a Maisa where they were teaching the Inyanim that we were just discussing Berabim, and things weren't said B'Shem Amro, and someone got upset. So says Gemara, Azur Rabbi Lazar Amr L'Shmaita. Rabbi Lazar said this teaching that they treat Bia of a Katan like Maimer of a Gadol, and that the Tan of our Mishnah by a Gadol does Maimer, that Tzara would be able to do Yibum according to the Tan of our Mishnah, just like by Maimer of a Katan, because it's mamish the same. Maimer of a Katan, Bia of a Katan and Maimer of a Gadol are mamish the same. So they went and they taught that Bei Midrash in the Beis Medrash Velo Amra Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. But even though Rabbi Lazar was teaching it, he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even though He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and obviously this was something he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So Shomer Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid, Rabbi Yochanan heard about this and he was upset. So how come he's not quoting it in my name? So Olgabe Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi Amrulei. So Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi went to Rabbi Yochanan. They tried to calm him down. So they said, Lo kach ha'imaisa v'sakhnes shel Tveria b'neger sheyesh barosho glustra. That wasn't there a maisa in the v'sakhnes shel Tveria when the Tanoim were discussing. You have a door lock, a bolt that closes the door. That on the one end of the door lock, there's something that you can also use as a kli to crush up wheat. That there was a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, whether you're allowed to use it on Shabbos in order to lock your door. The Rabbi Elazar holds that you're not allowed to, and Rabbi Yossi holds that since it has a status of a kli, because on one end of it has some functionality as a kli, that you are allowed to use it to lock your door. It's not going to be muktzah. And the arguing got so heavy that they tore a sefer Torah in their anger over this machlokas. So says Mar, what? Karusal Kadaitach? How angry does a rabbi have to get to tear a sefer Torah? Who would ever tear a sefer Torah? Eleima shenikra sefer Torah b'chamasan. No, they were arguing so much, and they were bringing rayas, I guess, to each other in the psukim and showing in here and over there, and then they pulled in both directions, and the sefer Torah got torn. So the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi tells Rabbi Yochanan is v'hayisham Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was there when the sefer Torah was torn. Amr, he said, Tami ani em lo yiyah Pesach Knessetzu Avodas Chavmi. He says, I'd be surprised if this Pesach Knesset does not turn into a Beis Avodah Zarah, because if he was Bali Day Kas is going to be maybe Liday such terrible results, it's not going to last as a Beis Knesset V'chein Hava. And that's exactly what happened, that a while later it became a Beis Avodah Zarah, just like he had predicted. So Rabbi Amin and Rabbi Asi were trying to tell Rabbi Yochanan, not worth getting angry. You're going to get angry, it's going to have terrible, tragic results. Just like what happened over there, that the Beis HaKnesses became a Beis Avodah Zarah. So Hadrik Bitfei, when Rabbi Elazar heard that, he got more angry. He says, Amar Chavrusa Nami? He says, what, you're treating Rabbi Elazar, my Talmud, as if we're equals? Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi were arguing, they were Chaverim, they shouldn't get angry at each other. But there's a hierarchy in the Rabbanus over here. This is my Talmud, so how could you bring me a Raya from someone, from an argument that happened between two people who were equals? So Olegabe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So obviously that didn't work to calm Rabbi Yochanan down. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi went to try to do this to calm Rabbi Yochanan down as well. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said to him, you know, the pasuk says, "Kashar tiva Hashem es Moshe avdo kein tiva Moshe es Yeshua v'chein asi Yeshua lo heisir davar mikol Kashar tiva Hashem es Moshe." That everything Yeshua did was mipi Moshe, exactly as Moshe had commanded. V'chial kol davar shamri Yeshua yomer lehem kach amar li Moshe. What do you think? Every single time Yeshua opened his mouth, every time Yeshua talked, he said, "And Moshe Rabbeinu told me this," "And Moshe Rabbeinu told me this." El Yeshua Yoshev Darish Stam. No, Yeshua was sitting in Darshaning. And everyone knew that it was the Torah of Moshe. It was understood that everything that Yeshua said was from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have a Talmud, it's a Talmud like Yeshua. So Avraham Blazer Talmud Yoshev Darish Stam Kol Yodin Kishal Chahi. So when Rabbi Blazer, your Talmud Darshins, it's such a relationship. The Talmud is such a Talmud of his Rebbe. He doesn't need to quote the Rebbe every 2 seconds. Everybody knows that everything he says is from the Torah of his Rebbe. Sometimes Rav Shachter will say something. Almost every other word he's quoting Rav Soloveitchik, but sometimes he'll say something and he'll say, "I'm not really sure if this was Rav Soloveitchik or mine." Meaning he doesn't. It's like it fuses together. After a while. So everything he says, everything is really based on the Yesodos that he heard from his Rebbe, or is directly what he heard from his Rebbe, just like Yoshua. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi, you see how you mean Fayez a person? Why can't you know how to calm me down the way Rabbi Yaakov Aridi knew how to calm me down? Meaning he said a much better he had a much better approach to making me feel good. Rabbi Yochanan, my time a cup of kulehai, but Rabbi Yochanan was a Balmidos. Why was he so upset about something like this that they didn't quote him? So it's because of the kavod, he's so worried that he's not getting the proper kavod for all the teaching that he did. So says Mar Dam Rav Yidam Rav, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when David HaMelech says Agura ba'holcha olamim? It sounds like David wanted to live in olamim, in two worlds. V'chiyav shel olam lagur b'shnei olamim. Is there such a metzius that a person could live in olam hazeh and olam haba at the same time? Ela Amar David Yakol Shbaruchu Ribono Shel Olam. David said to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Yehi Raton Sheyomru Dvar Shmua Mipi Bolam Hazeh. I daven that after I die, people will say over learning from me in this world, and through that it will be as if I'm living in both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochum Shomer Shomer Nechai Kol Tamil Chacham Shomer Dvar Shmua Mipi Bolam Hazeh. Any Tamil Chacham that they say teachings from him in this world after he already dies, Sifsos of Dovavos Bekever, his lips move in the kever. So it turns out that at the time that they're saying a Dvar Lach in his name, he's living in both worlds, because his neshama is in Yeshiva Shel Maila, and his lips are moving in Olam Hazeh, his lips are moving in the kever. It sounds like that Tosos on Tzadi Vavim Beis on Aguru Ba'alech HaOlamim, Tosos writes, K'shed Hashmas will be Yeshiva Shel Maila, Sifsos of No'us Bekever, Tulsa seems to take it very literally, that his lips are literally moving in the kever. Not all the Acharim take it so literally, but that's how Tosfos takes it. So Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Zeira, the Itema, Shimon Zeira, Maikra, oh, what's the makor in the pasuk that the lips move in the kever? Because the pasuk says, V'chikech kiyein hatov holich l'dodin v'sharim, doviv sivsei yeshenim. So V'chikech means Divrei Torah, that the pasuk is comparing Divrei Torah to Yayin, that just like Yayin is Dovev, that it pours out, so to Torah, just like Yayin moves, so to Torah causes the lips to move. Kikomer shal anavin. How is that so? It's like you have a komer shal anavin. You have a kli that you put the grapes into to soften and to become very 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 soft and wet, so to the point that you just touch them a little bit and juice oozes out of them. The wine is going to ooze out of them. So mak komer shal anavin kibush sheminiyach adam etzbaolav miyadoviv. Just like a komer shal anavin, as soon as you touch it, the juice, the wine, starts dripping out of it. The second you just mention them, you quote something, some Torah from them in Olam Hazeh, same Dovavos Bekever, their lips start to move in the kever. So that's the mashal to the between the Yayin and the lips of the Talmid Chacham. So that's how a person can live in two worlds. Then the Mishnah said, Echad ben Teisha Shanim. We said whether a person is ben Teisha Shanim or whether a person is 20 years old but he doesn't yet have Shtei Saros, he has the same din, has the din of a Katan. So the Gemara assumes that a ben Esrim who doesn't have Shtei Saros has the din of a Katan, and that means just like by a Katan, you wait until he becomes a Gadol, and that could happen. So to a 20 year old that doesn't yet have Simanim, wait a little bit and he'll become a Gadol, and it's possible that he will become a Gadol. So says Mar Minu, but I'll ask you a stira. There's a Mishnah, Maseches Nida, that tells us, Ben Esrim Shana Shalevi Shtei Saros, if you have a 20 year old that does not yet have Shtei Saros, Yovi Rayeshu Ben Esrim, bring a birth certificate, certify that he's in fact 20 years old, Vuhu Asaros, and then you know that he's a Saros, because the Saros is someone who's 20 years old, doesn't have Shtei Saros. I mean, it's never going to happen. Lo Chalit Vilo Miyabim, and therefore he doesn't need to do Chalitza to be Matir Yevam Lashuk, because she's not Sukuka to Yibim at all, because he's not able to be Mekayim Shem La'achiv, because he's not going to be able to have children. And Bas Esrim Shana Shalevi Shtei Saros, and if you have a 20 year old girl that also doesn't have Shtei Saros, Yovi Rayeshu Bas Esrim, bring a Raya that she's 20 years old, bring a birth certificate via islandess, and that's what the Torah calls an islandess. Lo Chalitzas Flamas Yavemes, she cannot do neither, she does not require Chalitza nor Yibum, she's Mutaris L'shuk as soon as her husband dies. So from that Mishnah you see that once someone hits the age of 20, if they do not have physical maturity, you don't wait for them to become a Gadol, they're never going to be Gadol. They are a Gadol, they're a Gadol, that's a Sris or an islandess. So there's no further waiting. So says Gemara Ha'itmar Allah, the Gemara answers that we already said about that Mishnah, Maseches Nida, that Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Vushinol Lo Simani Saris, that we only declare the 20-year-old that doesn't have Shtei Saros as a Saris if, aside from the fact that he doesn't have Shtei Saros, he also has certain Simane Srisos with his voice or other things that are indications that he's a Saris. And that's why we treat him like a Saris, and he's Becheskas, that he's already a Gadol. But a Ben Esrim Shana that just doesn't have Shtei Saros is not considered a Saris just because of that. So we wait until he's maybe Shtei Saros, just like you'd wait for a katan to become a gadol. So Amar Rava Daikanami, Rava says from the lashon of the Mishnah, we can be medayik that we're talking about a case where he has simani saris. Dikatani vuhu hasaris. It says in the Mishnah vuhu hasaris. It doesn't sound like it's saying that he will be a saris, but No, he already is a Saris, because we've already been suspicious that he's a Saris, because he's already had Siman Saris. And now that he hits the age of 20 and he still doesn't have Shtei Saros, now it's confirmed. But it sounds like it's because there were already Simanim there that he was a Saris. So Shmamina, that's how you see. That Mishnah clearly is talking about a case where there are Siman Saris. But if there are no Siman Saris and the person just doesn't have Shtei Saros, so then he's just not yet a Gadol. Not yet a Gadol. How long are you going to wait? How old is he going to be before you say, you know what? It's never coming. The Shtei Saros is never coming. And he's already a Gadol. So Tanu de Rabbi Chiya, Ad Rov Shnosav. You wait until Rov Shnosav. The assumption is that since the Pasuk tells us that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yimei Shnosenu Behem Shivim Shana, that a person lives 70 years. The assumption is that the average lifespan, not that the average lifespan, that was way above the average lifespan back then, right? But probably the ideal lifespan back then is that it was 70 years. So when a person was halfway there, so that's Rov Shnosav. So some understand, the Rambam understands that it means 35 years in one day. The Rashbam in Sotva Basu Kufnan He says, no, it means 36 years. You go based on years, you don't break it down by the day, you break it down by the years. So Baruch Hashem, we live in such a generation where that would be considered tragically young for a person to pass away. But on Rov Shnosav, so if a person gets more than the halfway point, he gets past the age of 35, so then you know that he's already a Gadol, even if he does not yet have Shtei Saros. Kiyasl Kamed Rava, when they came to Rava, meaning when they had these situations of 20-year-olds that don't have Shtei Saros, and they asked the Shaila to Rava, is the person a Gadol or not? So Ikachush, if the person seemed to be a very weak constitution, Amlu Zilu Avriyuhu, he would say, go feed him properly, make sure he gets rest, make sure he gets exercise, you know, make sure that he has a healthy lifestyle, and see, maybe in increased health will bring out the Shtei Saros. Vibari, and if he was heavier person, Samaluhu Zilu Achashu, maybe put him on a diet. Dahani Simanim Zimdin Dinashri Machmas Kishusa, Zimdin Dinashri Machmas Priyusa. Sometimes these Simanim don't come out because of, the person is too underweight or too overweight. So let him have a normal diet, and then hopefully you'll see that the Simanim will come out. So Hadron Lachi Yishar Rabba, that concludes Bezus Hashem, the 10th parak of Masech Sivamos. Now we move on to the 11th parak. So the Torah does not allow a person to have Bia with any of the seven relatives of his wife. Which seven relatives of his wife? It's not the same relatives that a person is allowed to, that a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to, because that includes males as well, right? So seven relatives of his wife that he's not allowed to be with are her mother, her mother's mother, her father's mother, her sister, her daughter, her son's daughter, and her daughter's daughter, right? So it's all grandmothers, granddaughters, daughters, sister, right? So those are the relatives. Not only that, he's also not allowed to marry the wives of certain relatives, his father's wife, his father's brother's wife, his own brother's wife, his son's wife. So the Mishnah discusses, what about if he was, if there wasn't a marriage, but there was ones or pitui? So do these isurim still apply? So nosna lanusa vel mufuta. The halacha is he's allowed to marry the relatives of a woman who he was not married to, but he was ma'anes or he was mefate, that he had tashmish amita outside of marriage to. Ha'onus ha'mefate al nesua chayiv. But if he was married to a woman and he's ma'anes or mefate her relatives, he's chayiv for that. So if when he's married to somebody, all of her relatives become aser bibia. But if he has bia with a woman, that woman's relatives do not become aser to him. So the Gemara brings another din. No se'adam anusa sav mufutasav. A person could marry a woman that his father was ma'anes, or that his father was mefata, anusa spino mufutas spino, or a woman that his father was, that his son was ma'anes, or that his son was mefata. Rabbi Yehuda oser ba'anusa sav mufutasav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not with the father. If the father is ma'anis or mafata a woman, then the son is not allowed to marry that woman. So the Gemara explains, what's the case of our Mishnah where we say that you're allowed to marry a relative of someone that you yourself were ma'anis or mafata? So tanina la de tan rabbanan. We learned in our, what it says in our Mishnah already in a Brisa. The Brisa says that anas isha, if a person is ma'anis a woman, muta lisa bita, you're allowed to marry her daughter, nasa isha, but if you marry a woman, asu lisa bita. So ask the Gemara on the Mishnah, Uraminu, but I'll ask you a stira, because there's a brisa that tells us Hanitan Mini Isha. If someone, forget about knowing for sure that a person has been with a woman, if someone is chashud, there was a call, there was rumors going around that this guy slept with this single girl, Asr b'imo b'mito b'achosa, he's right away asr to all of her relatives. Even just a call, even if just people were saying that he was sleeping with this girl, certainly then you would imagine if we know that he was mafata, the girl, that he's going to be asr to her relatives. That's against our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, midrabanan. It's not against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is telling us the din midah raisa. But the Braisa is telling us, so midah raisa, when he's mafata someone, or ma'ani someone, he's muta to all of her relatives. But midrabanan, he's asr to be with any of her relatives. So the chachil, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to marry bekidushin the relatives of a woman that you were even nitan allowed. That even people were saying, because what's the concern? Because we're afraid that you're going to be mekadesh one of her relatives. You can get married to one of her relatives, and the woman that you were suspected of sleeping with is going to now become asura to you, because she's now going to become krovas ishto. But since it's a relative of your wife, she's always going to be visiting. She's always going to be around the house, and that's going to be a chashash that maybe the guy's going to be mezana with her, because it's already libo gaspa. He already has a relationship with her from before. So that's why midrabanan, we don't allow that if a person was mefata a woman, or even suspected of being mefata a woman, he should not marry her relative, because that's going to turn this woman to an iser to him, and then she's going to always be around the house. It's going to be too tempting. So v'kal heichadiki suru midrabanan tani nosan lechadchila. But wait a second, what are we saying right now? That when our Mishnah says you're allowed to marry the relative of the woman you were mefata or ma'anes, it meant you're not allowed to marry her, midrabanan. It just means you're allowed to marry her, midaraisa. Is that the way the Mishnah speaks? The Mishnah's telling us halachos. So the Mishnah says, no sin. No sin sounds like, lichatchila, go ahead, marry her. That's how you describe it, nisr drabanan. So it says, marakitnan masnisan, when the Mishnah says that no sin, lichatchila, means la'acharmisa. It means after the anus of the mafuta dies, because the whole chashash midrabanan is that she's always going to be around the house, and it's going to be too tempting. She's not going to be around the house when she's dead, and therefore it's no problem to marry her relatives after she already dies. Now the Gemara describes the source, Minat Torah, for the dinim that we have in our Mishnah. Minani mili, how do I know that the Torah only asers relatives of your wife that you had actual kiddushin with, and not relatives of a woman that you were mefata or ma'anis? The Tanur Rabbanan Bekulan, the Braisa teaches us, by all the arayos that it teaches us in Parshas Kedoshim, daughter-in-law, the aunt, a male, an animal, all those things, nemar shchiva. It always says, lashon of shchiva, the ish asher yishkav es kalaso, the kan. But when it comes to a woman and her mother, and those relatives that are usher because of your wife, nemar kicha, it doesn't use lashon shchiva, it uses lashon of kicha. It says, vi ish asher yikach es isha ve es ima, vi isha lachoso lo tikach. So why does it change it from an isra of shchiva to an isra of kicha? Lomar lecha derech likuch in asra Torah. It's telling you that whereas by other arayos, the isra is just sleeping with them, it's shchiva. When it comes to the rayos of those who are relatives of your wife, it's dafka kicha. It's dafka when there's kiddushin. Kicha means kiddushin. That's how we learn kesef kiddushin, kicha, kicha, mistei ephron. Right? Kicha always means loshem kiddushin. It's dafka a wife. So that's how I know that it's only relatives of a wife, not relatives of a woman, that you're a ma'anes or mefata. So ask the Gemara, Amler Pabla Abai El Meata. That's the case, that the loshem kicha always means kiddushin. We have a problem. By his sister, it says, "V'ish asher yikach es achoso bas avivu bas imo." That he's yikach his sister. Does that mean that it's only usher to marry a sister? That's not even shayach. There's no tefisas kiddushin. She's an isser kares. There is no kicha by a sister. So kicha can't mean marriage all the time. So I'm leili kuchim ksivi b'torah stam. Harei l'kicha kicha, harei l'shchiva shchiva. No, you have to figure out based on context. When kicha could mean marriage, it does mean marriage. When it can't mean marriage, it doesn't mean marriage. But in our context, it could mean marriage. In the context of a wife's relatives, it means a wife's relatives and not just stam, a woman that you slept with relatives. Rava Amar, Rava says a different source for this din. Again, how do I know that the woman that a person is ma'anis from a fata, her relatives are not usher to you, but only your wife's relatives are usher to you, because Rava says we learn from the following: Anas isha mutu lisa bita. If a man is ma'anis woman, he's allowed to marry your daughter. Mehacha. It's derived from the following source. The pasuk says in the parsha of Arayos, ksiv ervas bas pincha bas bitcha lo segale. So it sounds like only a daughter of a son that is born from you, or the daughter of a daughter that is born from you, that is usher in the Torah. But habas bina dida. But if your wife has a son from a previous marriage and then has a granddaughter, ubas bita dida, or your wife has a daughter from a previous marriage and then has a granddaughter, gali. So that's not an Isra Arayos. That the Isra Arayos is only your own granddaughter, your own son's daughter or daughter's daughter, but not your wife's daughter's daughter or your wife's son's daughter. But uksiv. But then you have another pasuk: ervas isha ubita lo segale es bas benav es bas bita lo sikach. It talks only in terms of the wife, that you're not allowed to sleep with a woman and her daughter, a woman and her granddaughter, whether it's her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. So haketzad, how do we reconcile the two? Is it mutter or usher to sleep with someone who is your wife's granddaughter? So kanvons and kanvenisuin, the answer is simple. The pasuk tells me that only bas beno bas bito is usher, is talking about where he was ma'anis the mother, not only de kiddushin, and therefore he's not chayiv on account of them being her relatives, because he was never married to her. Whereas the pasuk that tells me that even her relatives are usher, that's when he married the woman. So then all of her relatives are going to be usher if he was actually married to her. So Epachana says, yeah, but maybe it's the opposite. Maybe when it's an anusa, since he did something wrong by being ma'anis the woman, we're going to be more machmir, we're going to usher all of her relatives. And if it's someone that he married, maybe we won't usher her relatives. So says Mara, Arayel She'er Ksivu, Binisu, Nikasher, Bonson, Lekasher. Now, relatives are always more sensitive. Issue, and they're always more likely to be usher. And when you get married, you become related to all of her relatives. Whereas when you don't get married, you don't become related to all of her relatives, and therefore they're not usher to you. Rabbi Yehuda Usher Banusa Saviv. We then said Rabbi Yehuda says that it's usher Banusa Saviv and Mafuta Saviv. You're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to sleep with your father's Anusa or Mafuta. Some Rabbi Yehuda Rab my time Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? So he teaches up, what does it mean, lo yigala knaf av, knaf sharav, if lo yigala, a woman that your father was with, even shalom b'kiddushin, nanusa or mafuta, you're not allowed to be megali, you're not allowed to have bia with such a woman. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that the pasuk is talking about an anusa? It says eishas aviv, sounds like it's talking about a wife. How do you know it's talking about an anusa? Dichsiv, you love it, because the pasuk right around that same area says v'nasana isha shochevim alavi anara chamishim kesef. Pasuk talks about anusa right in that same parashas. Rabbi Yehuda darshins the smichus apsukim to tell me that lo yigala knaf aviv is talking about an anusa, just like the pasuk of chamishim kesef is talking about an anusa. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. What are they going to do with that smichus apsukim? Well, I have a samach leke. If those two psukim were immediately juxtaposed, they would agree. But hashatelo samach le. But it's not really lo yikach isha seishas aviv is mafsik between v'nasan isha shochevima and lo yigala knaf aviv. So there's a pasuk in between them. So therefore, we explain the pasuk mibayle lech Rav Anan, like Rav Anan explained. Am Rav Anan Shmuel, that the pasuk says lo yigala knaf aviv bishomeres yavam shal aviv akas medaber. That's referring to the iser of your father's shomeres yavam, meaning your father's brother died without any children, and the woman is waiting for the aunt is waiting for yibam from the father. So if the son is bovel, the shomeres yavam of the father, that's an iser lo yigala knaf aviv. Umay knaf aviv. Why does it call that knaf aviv? Knaf harra'u la aviv, meaning it's a woman who's ra'u'i to have bia with the father because she's waiting. She's Shomeres Yavam lo yikala. That's an Isra on the son. Says the Gemara, she's only usher to you because she's your father's Shomeres Yavam. V'tevli mishum dodaso. She's usher to you anyway because she's your father's brother's wife. And dodaso is usher. Yeah, lavar la b'shnei lav. And this adds an extra Isra. So she's usher to you for two reasons. Yeah, but she's usher to you for a third reason. V'tevli mishum yavam l'shok. If she were the Shomeres Yavam of anybody, there would be an Isra to have bia with her. So she's Shomeres Yavam of your father. Makes it any worse? So yeah, lavar la b'shlosh lavin. Okay, so there are three lavin. She's your father Shomeres Yavam, she's a Shomeres Yavam, and she's your aunt. So it's three Yisurim. Viva Yisim Lachar Misa. Or it could be talking about after the father dies, where it's no longer, and it was a Knaf that was Roy La'aviv bechayev. So it's no longer a asum yishum shomeris yavam. In general, it's just asum because she's shomeris yavam of your father, and because she is todasa. So it's only shnei lavin, maybe not in fact three lavin. Okay, so now the Gemara goes through all of these seven riddles, that describe unusual relationships, and we're going to try to unpack them. So a woman says that ach me'av v'lo me'aim. I have a brother from the father, but not from the mother. Vuhu baila de aim, and he married my mother after my mother gave birth to me. And I am the daughter of his wife. So what does that mean? So the case is, Yaakov marries Sarah, and they have Reuven as a child. Then Yaakov is Ma'anes Rivka, and they have Rachel as a child. And now Reuven, who is his son from a different wife, goes and marries Rivka, who is Anusas Aviv. So Rachel says about Reuven that he is her brother from a father, because they're both the children of Yaakov, and also he is the husband of her mother, because it's Anusas Aviv. So Rami Bar Chama says from this mashal that the woman says Va'na Barta Di'insei, which sounds like that there's Tfisas Kiddushin from on that mother who's Anusas Aviv, Delok Rabbi Yehuda Masnisa. That's against Rabbi Yehuda, who says Anusas Aviv is Nisolav in our Mishnah, meaning by setting up this case where the guy marries Anusas Aviv, it must be held that there's Tfisas Kiddushin by Anusas Aviv. But Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a low sasei of Anusas Aviv, and if you assume that Kiddushin is not Tovsin Belavin, which is Rabbi Kiva Shita and Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so you assume that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin B'chayav Elavin, so then it wouldn't be a marriage with Anusas Aviv. Okay, another chida, another riddle. Achu, that a woman says, this guy is my brother, Ubrihu, and he's also my son. So essentially, I am the sister of the kid that I hold on my shoulders, that I carry like my son. So Mishkachasa, how do you have that? That Rav Chavim is Boel, his own daughter, and they have a son. So that daughter says that this child, who is her son, is also her brother from a father. They share the same father. I assume that we say it as an Ovid Chavim, because we'd rather not be Mitzayer such things about Klal Yisrael. So we say about an Ovid Chavim. A third mashal. Shalmalach Bri, Shalom Aleichem, my son. Bas Achitcha Ana, I am the daughter of your sister. So my son, I am also the daughter of your sister. How do you have a son who's also the... how do you have a woman say to her son, I'm also the daughter of your sister? Mishkatzel Ben Chavim Abal Bas Bito. In this case, you have an Ovid Chavim who's Boel, his daughter's daughter, his granddaughter, and they have a son. So that son is a brother from the father to the daughter of the Ovid Chavim. So his mother says that she is the daughter of the daughter. His mother, who is the granddaughter of the Ovid Chavim, says that he is Bas Achoscha Me'avicha, that I am the daughter of your sister from your father, because I am your father's granddaughter. So I'm the daughter of your sister from your father. Okay. A third mashal, Deloy D'dalu Davla, that to the workers who are drawing water and watering the fields, Libo B'chuseser Peser, that I'm going to give you a complicated riddle. Tahay D'darina, this child that I'm carrying on my shoulders, meaning like my son, Hubar, he's my son, Va'ano Bras Achua, and I am the daughter of his brother. So I am the daughter of the brother of my son. So Mishkachasa, how do you have such a thing? An Ovid Chavim who's Boel, his son's daughter, and they have a son. So that son is a father from the, is a brother from the father of the other, of the first son of the Ovid Chavim, and the mother is saying that she is the Bas Haben, the mother is saying that Bas Achicha Ani, that I am your daughter of your brother. So then a fifth mashal, baya, like it's a lashon of crying, me'ach, that my brother, v'hu av, who's also my father, v'hu bal, who's also my husband, v'hu bar bal, who's also my husband's son. So v'hu baila de'aim, va'ana barta de'itzei. And then she says that this father, I am the daughter of his wife, v'lo yav pita. And after all those relationships, he doesn't give me any bread. He's not mefarnis me at all. La'cho yasmi b'nei barte. His brothers Yisomims, who are also the sons of his daughter. So mishkach sabav chavim abal imo. So this is a more complicated case. This is a case of an Ovid Chavim who's Boel his mother, v'holid mimenabas. And after this Ovid Chavim is Boel his mother, the mother gives birth to a daughter. So it turns out that he is the father of that daughter, and he's also the brother of that daughter, because they both share a mother. He was Boel's mother. So that daughter is both his daughter and his sister. V'chazer uba al osabas. And then, after he had that daughter from his own mother, he's Boel, that daughter. And then, v'chazer zakein, the father of that Ovid Chavin comes, uba aleha. And is also Boel, that bas. So he's the son of this grandfather, who is the brother and father and husband of this daughter. So she became her husband as well, after, since his father was Boel her also. V'holid mimena banim, and the zaken had the father had children with her, and this daughter is complaining about her father, who is also her brother, who is also her husband, who is also her husband's son, that he's not mefarnes his yisomim children, who are his brothers, because they are the same, they are also the children of the old man, and they're also bnei bito, they're also his grandchildren, because she is his daughter, and they're his children as well. Okay, figure it out. The sixth mashal is as follows: Ana va'at achi, I and you are brothers. Ana va'avucha achi, I and your father are brothers. Ana v'imach achi, I and your mother are, achi doesn't mean brothers necessarily, it means siblings. I and, because it's a woman talking. I and your mother are siblings. Mishkach so bovid chavma ba alimo, this is an ovid chavma who's boel his own mother. V'holi men shtei banos, and they have two daughters from that relationship. V'chazru ba alachas mehen, and then he, after he was boel his own mother and had two daughters, he's boel one of those daughters who's also his sister. V'holi mimena ben, and they have a child from that. V'kari le'achti di'ima v'kam le'achi. So the sister of the mother of this son is saying this, that they're both brothers, that they're from the same father, and she's also the sister of the father because they're both from the same mother, and she's also the sister of the mother because they're both from the same father. So anova at b'nei achi, and then a seventh chida is that we are b'nei achim, we are sons of brothers, or children of brothers. Anova avuch b'nei achi, I and your father are also children of brothers. Anova imach b'nei achi, I and your mother are also the children of brothers. That family tree can be drawn not only with an Ovid Chavim, it could even be done in a Jewish family. It could even be done beheter. How so? Could go Reuven sheish lo shtei banos. Reuven, let's say, has two daughters. Let's say he has daughters Rachel and Leah. Va'asa Shimon, so Shimon's brother comes, v'nasav chadaminayu, and he marries Leah, who is his brother's daughter. Va'asa bar Levi, and then Levi's son, let's say Levi has a son Yaakov, so Levi is Reuven's brother, and Yaakov is the nephew of Reuven, Nasav Chad Minayu. He marries Rachel, the second daughter of Reuven, who is his cousin. V'kamerle Brei, and the Shimon, the Bar Brei de Levi Hachi. So Shimon's son says to Levi's grandson the following. So Yitzchak, who is the son of Shimon, who is the Ben Habas of Leah, says to the Ben Beno of Levi, who is the Ben Habas of Rachel, that I and you are the children of two sisters, we're the two daughters of Reuven, and I and your father, the son of Levi, are B'nei Shnei Achim, because I'm the son of Shimon and your father is the son of Levi, and I and your mother are also B'nei Shnei Achim, because I am the son of Shimon and your mother is the daughter of Reuven. So even in a Jewish family you can have such a thing work out. Okay, I'm not sure, you know, sharpening the mind, I don't know, I'm not sure what the purpose of those, you know, what halachos those riddles are coming to teach us, especially the first six that can only be done by Novik Chavim, it can only be done by Isser. But I'm not, okay, but the Gemara says such riddles. Okay, sometimes you have things that are said to sharpen the mind. And the Gemara says in a number of places, the Chadid Bo Asa Talmidim. Sometimes the Rebbe will say something wrong, and the Talmidim will catch him on it. The Gemara will say, what was the Rebbe thinking? Ah, the Chadid Bo Asa Talmidim. He would say something just to be Mechadid the Talmidim. So if you were saying something right, we're just saying something that's very, very complex. Okay, new Mishnah. Hagioris shen is gairu, panel imal. Let's say you have a gioris that's megayer together with the children. Lo chotzim lo miyavmin. You don't need chalitza or yibam for the if one of these brothers dies. Afilu harasa shalarishon shalob b'kedusha v'gileidos b'kedusha. Even if the older of the two brothers was conceived before the mother was Megayer and was born after the mother was Megayer. Vasheni Rosa Vledos Begdusha, and the second of the two sons were born after, was conceived and born after the mother was Megayer. They're not brothers, because Gerus makes it that the family relationship goes away. V'chein Shivcha Shen Shtachru Bana Ima. And the same is true by a Shivcha who was freed at the same time as her children, that's a Gerus, and therefore the family relationships go away. So B'nai Yudan Amsa, there was a Shivcha named Yudan Ishtachur, and she was freed, and therefore they became Gerim. Her children and her were all Gerim. So Sharaluhu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Leminsav Nashi Dahadadi. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov allowed each one to marry his brother's wife, because these brothers are not really relatives, because they're Gershon Iskari's Katan Shnolad, so the brother's not really a brother, and therefore the brother's wife is some other guy's wife, and as long as the brother is no longer married to her, you're allowed to marry her. Samalei Ravas. Rav said to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Varav Sheshes Asar. But Rav Sheshes Asar in this kind of case, so why are you being matir? Amalei, who Asar Vanasharina? Yeah, Rav Sheshes Asar to marry Eshes Achiv. I'm matir in such a case to marry Eshes Achiv. So what exactly is the case where Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes disagree? So Mina Av Velomene Aim, if these guys are brothers from the same father but not from the same mother, Kuli Amalei Pligi Dishari. That's no machlokas. Everyone would agree that they're allowed to marry Eshes Achiv because they're not brothers. And we don't have to be choshesh that by a Jew also they're going to come to be matir to marry Eshes Achiv, because they're going to see that it's mutter. Once they see that it's mutter for a ger to marry Eshes Achiv, because everyone's going to realize that they're not from the same father. Stama Oved Chavim is Mezana, and therefore they're not brothers. So they're going to they're going to say that's why they were matter them to marry Eshes Achayim. Mina Aim v'lo mina Av. If they're brothers from the mother and not from the father, Kuliyam lo pligi da'aser. Everyone's going to agree that it's aser for each one to marry Eshes Achiv, because it looks like they're real brothers. And when you see that they're allowed to marry Eshes Achayim, they're going to come to be matter that by Yisrael as well. Keep Ligi, the whole machlokas is between Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes, is when these Gerim are brothers, Mina Av U Mina Aim. They're brothers on the father's side and the mother's side. They share a father and a mother. So Mandashari Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who allows marrying Eshes Achiv, is not gozer that they're going to come to be matter Eshes Achiv by Yisrael, because Basra Abashadinan, they go with the father. We know only that they are brothers from the father. We don't know that they're brothers also from the mother. Because they're always called by the father's name. So no one knows who the mother is. So we're not choshish that by Yisrael you're going to be matir, a person, to marry Eshes Achiv, because they saw that it's mutter for a ger to marry Eshes Achiv, because everyone's going to assume that Lefia Emes, they're not really from the same father, because probably even though they're both called by the father's name, they're not really from the same father, because Stam of Tzchavim is a zona, and they're not really brothers. And that's why we allowed them to marry. That's what people are going to assume, and therefore they're not going to come to be matir by Yisrael. But Rav Sheshes, who does not allow marrying Eshes Achiv in such a case, Karel Hunami B'nei Plonis, sometimes they call him by the mother's name, and they're going to know that they do come from the same mother. So people are going to come to assume that if they're allowed to marry, if the brothers are allowed to marry each other's wives, by a case of Gerim, that they're going to come to be matir such a thing by Yisraelim as well. Because sometimes people are called by the mother's names, right? We know when a person gets called to the Torah, he's called by his father's name. A person is Yidavin for a Chol or something. So they're called by the mother's name. So sometimes it does happen like that they're called by the other name. V'ikata Amar, Polig Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Afilu Ba'achim Min Ha'em. That Rav Acha Bar Yaakov disagrees with Rav Sheshes, even if they're brothers from the mother. My time, Gershon Iskari, Katan Shnol Dami. The reason Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is not gozer, that he can come to be matir by Yisrael as well, is because everyone knows that he's a Katan Shnolan. And even if he had a Kurva when he was a guy, now that Kurva doesn't exist. So no one's going to come to be matir in Eshesach, because everyone's going to understand the reason for the heter. So from tomorrow, we'll start picking up with the rayos in that machlokas. Great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.